Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You guys are going to go back in time.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show, the new head coach of the University of Michigan, Jim Harbaugh.
Go Blue, Rich.
That's it.
Champions, baby, yeah, yeah.
The Wolverines have won a national championship.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, coach, who has it better than you right now?
Nobody.
Today's guests, co-host of Bussin' with the Boys podcast, Taylor Luan, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Troy Polamalu, and now...
I can't believe what just happened.
It's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku channel. This Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, smart enough to have a Sirius XM Odyssey and more. It's good to have you here in this neighborhood on this day, whether you're listening to us on our podcast network, whether you're listening to us live or watching us live or watching us back on the Roku channel, or however you wish to join us. We're thrilled to be here with you. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. Good to see you guys. Good to see you here in this neighborhood on this day. Chris Brockman.
Hey, what's happening?
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts.
Good morning, Rich.
Good to see you. TJ Jefferson, how are you, sir?
Congratulations to you.
I appreciate
Rick and
that.
Scott Steiner, all the Michigan people
Rick and
out
Scott
there.
Steiner.
Thank you. I like that you're wearing something wrestling, Michigan wrestling themed. TJ, I appreciate
hilarious.
It. Almost 100 texts last night, as if I played the game. But, you know, and I think it's just because I wear my school on my sleeve and what it means to me. I'm getting emotional right now, seriously, because
I get it.
Honestly, I'm thinking of the, I guess, 1985 version of me that decided to apply early to the University of Michigan and got in. And I found out, you know, in mid-December, I'm in. And I'm going to go to Ann Arbor, Michigan in 1986 from New York City and Staten Island, New York. And I remember going to the basement of my house where the collective, where we could all watch, all four of us, my brother and my mom and dad and me, the color TV in the house. And I remember turning on the Fiesta Bowl just to see what this Michigan football thing's all about. It was the first Michigan football game I watched from start to finish against Tom Osborne's Nebraska Cornhuskers, and Bo Schembechler's Wolverines won the game. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, okay, so Michigan is really, I knew they were really good in football, and got used to them winning bowl games. Until I then started going to school. And I realized that ain't happening all the time, you know? But I remember going to school there and sensing, going to the big house for the first time, how big this was, being amongst 100,000 people singing the same fight song. And again, I understand everybody has their own college experiences, and so hopefully what I'm saying, you know, speaks to you as well, if you've had, you know, a college experience with a big time football program, and there's many across this football loving nation of ours. I just remember feeling the collective for the first time, and going to the games and seeing what it meant, and feeling what it meant to root for this team, and then to connect your psyche, your id, your belief system to to a football program. I know it sounds strange, but it's the truth. And I just remember walking down the campus State Street right by the ticket office one day. And I've told this story before, but I'll just say it again. Out hopped two guys from the car, one in which made the car get up higher than what it was when it was parked. Jumbo Elliott was one, and the other was Jim Harbaugh. And I remember being starstruck to see the quarterback of the Michigan football program right in front of me. There he is, the guy who is our quarterback in my first season of loving Michigan football.
I remember that feeling too, man.
Right?
Seeing Donovan McNabb drive by it in his car. I was like, there he is. Like, you didn't think it was real that they are actually a student like you.
Like you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that. And the fact that that guy is now the coach of the national champion, Michigan Wolverines. I'm serious. I'm getting emotional because I remember being on campus watching homecoming and seeing alumni return. And I honestly thought for the first time to myself, you know, it's pretty cool that they come back to campus, that it means so much when they're later in life. Other part of me was like, why does it mean so much to these old guys? You know, I'm a 19-year-old kid on a college campus. And now I'm one of those guys. That's the beauty of sports. I'm going deep, guys. It's the beauty of sports is that your emotions that you put so much into for a game. I understand it's just a game. When it's at the end of the day, it is just a game. But you put so much into it and so much heart and soul into it. But sports sometimes is the marking of time. You remember where you were and who you were with for big moments.
No doubt.
You remember what it meant to you and you try to instill it in others. Others find it obnoxious, or in the case of us at Michigan, arrogant. And on that front, just you wait. But in all seriousness, that's what I'm thinking of today. That's what I'm thinking of. And everybody I met on campus who I still have contact with or relationships with or who I've met because, you know, I walk down streets or I see somebody, you know, in Michigan gear abroad and you say, go blue. That's what this is about. And the fact that Jim Harbaugh is the one to bring it home for me personally, and for everyone who was on campus then, and for everybody who watched him go through his professional playing career from getting barked at by Ditka like Bo Schembechler was a wallflower to being Captain Comeback in Indianapolis to the point where his name is in the Ring of Honor despite having, when you talk about marking of time, a cup of coffee there. That playing career. You know, where he played also for the Chargers, and that may also be his future too. Bringing that program to the prominence you hope. And then for him to build what he has built after the first several years there seemed to be a wheel spinning venture for him. You know, the punt that went awry so Michigan State can have its day in the big house and that poor kid who went to school there is now a meme for the rest of his life. That's gone. As far as I'm concerned, the struggles against Urban, they existed. That's gone. Everything. All the struggles. The proverbial, no one can take it away from you, and there will be some. But Harbaugh has accomplished the mission when he came back to Michigan. I cannot believe I woke up today a national champion in football. And the guy who did it is the guy who I was awestruck by when I was a freshman in college. At 18 years old. I cannot believe it. As a 54-year-old man, he's now 60. Michigan has over 1,000 wins in its lifetime now. Marking of time. And I'll never forget this year. And what Michigan's able to accomplish with a quarterback who is in Harbaugh's mold and making. Harbaugh being the spirit animal for J.J. McCarthy. And Blake Corum blowing his knee out and losing an opportunity to a Heisman Trophy and an opportunity to take Michigan to a national championship game last year. Michigan falling short there. That's gone. Falling short, way short against Georgia. That's gone. All that's there is that national championship flag that will be flying above the big house forevermore. And Jim Harbaugh's the one who brought it back. And for that, I am eternally grateful. This is truly the greatest sports experience I've had in my life. And I'm a diehard Yankee fan. And that's how crazy life is. I grow up in Staten Island, New York. I never thought I'd set foot in the state of Michigan in my entire life. Never.
What was it that made you want to go there? You never
actually. It was The Big Chill was the movie that came out in the early 80s about Michigan graduates all coming back together for the death of a funeral of one of their classmates who was played by Kevin Costner and got cut out of the movie.
Yeah.
By the way, and you know there was a big Motown soundtrack to it, and Michigan became a hot school because of it. My parents saw The Today Show one day. Jane Pauley and Bryant Gumbel were on The Today Show. One of them was at Michigan. One of them was at, I think, Brown or Princeton, an Ivy League. And my mom was like, oh, so there's an Ivy League school potentially in the state of Michigan. And somebody down the street went there. So I went to a symposium just to say, okay, Mom, Dad, I'll do what you want for this one moment. And I fell in love with the people who were there. They felt natural. And I went to the school, a foot of snow fell. I walked in the big house on a tour, fell in love with the place. It was over. Never thought I would set foot in there. Never thought I would know a thing about the culture of the great state of Michigan and the people from it. And now here I am, a 54-year-old dude, wanting to know if I can go find enough time to go back for a parade on my campus and be one of those alums that the young kids look at and go,
I mean, you should do that.
I'm honestly thinking about it.
So
I know
fun.
What I'm like, again, for the radio audience, I'm tearing up right now because it's the marking of time. And that's how much this means to me. And how you never know how life will turn and take you to places where stuff will mean so much. And that's what this means to me. And go blue to everybody out there for whom it means that much to as well. And there's millions of us. Millions. Because 97, we had to split the championship with Nebraska. That team that I watched Michigan beat in the first game I ever watched from start to finish about the maize and blue. And, you know, Charles Woodson came on the show and said, hey, if this team wins the national championship, they're better than us. And who's got it better than them? Nobody. Lots to talk about on this show about Jim Harbaugh's future and how that affects the National Football League. We've got a handful of guests who are like-minded people.
They've got one thing in common.
Taylor Lewan is going to make it for the boys next segment.
Hey,
Bill Burr, did you know he's a Michigan fan?
Yes. I've heard that, yeah.
He mentioned that a couple of times when he's been on the show. He's decided to, I believe, step out of his workout to join us middle of hour two.
Flex.
And we have Blake Corum about to join us on his way to the airport. I think that's where he's headed. And I've also got some hooks into some goats. If they're off of planes or available, they'll be zooming in as well. Troy Polamalu is slated to be on this show in hour number three. We'll talk about the Steelers making the playoffs with him.
He did not go to Michigan.
He did not. He went to USC, which is now a Big Ten school officially.
Hey.
And I do want to talk about the game itself, but I just wanted to pour my my heart out. And I'm so, because I'll be honest with you, man, too. If you told that kid who was awestruck by Harbaugh on State Street in 1986 that the dream of mine at the time was I would have a show like this one to talk about a moment like this. Life is amazing. Who's got it better than us? You don't have to say it.
I'm not going to.
You'll only go so far. We reached the water's edge with him.
Would that kid have said what took so long?
Let's take a break. We got to get to Blake Corum. He's going to be joining us next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then Taylor Lewan right after him. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back here on the show, so...
Do you need tissues? I have some.
I appreciate... No, I think you understand what I'm saying, though, right?
Rich.
I mean, you get it.
I get it. Syracuse won the national championship in basketball the year after I graduated. So the passage of time thing that you were talking about didn't really hit me like it's hit you, because it's been, what, 35 years?
Nor me for, no offense, the 89 national champ. I was on campus for that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Against his Seton Hall Pirates. So,
I think if Syracuse were to somehow, by the grace of God, win a football national championship, I'd probably be just like as this. Emotional as you, because it's like, it's not something you really ever expect. You hope, obviously.
Did you look at alums in their 50s coming back to campus, just so, like I was
so
saying,
doing
you know,
doing the student TV stuff, we had a few alumni weekends and some older
guys.
Well,
I mean, that's some serious people who must be strolling in there.
Some older guys had come back and it was just kind of like, look at these old guys. And they weren't even that old. I think they were in their 30s.
Right. Sure.
And it's just like, oh man. And then, you know, about 10 years ago, I went back to campus for a basketball game and I felt the same. I was like, well, I am the old guy now. Yeah. These kids look so young.
Right.
And I feel out of place. And so, yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah. So I'm jealous of like the college age kids that I saw on TV last night for the obvious reasons.
Absolutely.
Just like, you know, who's got it better than you? You know,
they
get out of here.
Exactly.
Like, here's the scars. You want to see the scars? You want to see the scars?
Yeah, they've got it pretty good.
This one says Rich Rod on it.
They got it pretty good.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm Jake sure Tapper's kid just you're starting to go to Michigan.
Oh, really?
I'm texting him today. I'm like, it's not like this.
The Sklar's daughter. One of them goes to Michigan, yeah.
Well, the Sklar's know.
But
Jake is just like, hey, this Michigan stuff's great.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Boom. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, and I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, brought to you by Grainger. For supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And look who's stopping by. One of the leaders and best in Victor's Valiant, to say the least. He scored 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter last night of the national championship game. Welcoming in the national champion, Michigan Wolverine running back Blake Corum. How you doing, Blake?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on your show. You know, it feels real. You know, we woke up this morning, like, I had to sit back and think, like, hey, we're national champions.
That's your
Michigan. Michigan is national champions.
You know what? I had the same way waking up, Blake, but I didn't score twice in the fourth quarter last night, you know? Like, I think that may be the difference between you and I. Other than that, I felt the same way this morning. And, you know, and it's kind of wild, too, because you were kind enough to call into this program when you decided to come back. You decided, I'm going to go back to Michigan, and you were kind enough to call into this show and make that announcement. And I'm wondering, this is what you envisioned, right?
This is everything I envisioned, Rich. You know, I did come on your show. Thanks for having me once again.
You bet.
To announce, you know, we were coming back for unfinished business. And, you know, after last night, you know, when I was on the podium and I said, you know, the business is finished, you know, that's everything I envisioned. I envisioned coming back, going 15-0 and making sure we bring a national championship home to Michigan, to Michigan fans, to Michigan alum, to everyone.
And get in the end zone as much as you did 27 times this season. And you had multiple touchdown games in every game from November all the way to last night, with the exception of the Rose Bowl when you scored the touchdown to win it in overtime. What sense goes through your head when you break the huddle knowing it's scoring time? For you, Blake.
It's a mentality at the end of the day. When you can see the end zone, when you can smell the end zone, you know you can't settle for 3 points. You know you have to get in the end zone. You know, that's the mentality I have. But it also takes a team. Shout out to my offensive linemen. They crushed it last night. They absolutely crushed it, along with the tight ends, receivers, and obviously number 9. But it's a mentality at the end of the day. You know, who's going to win the one-on-one matchups, that man-to-man matchups, who's going to crush who. And something Coach Moore always says is smash, smash, smash. And that's what we did.
What do you mean Coach Moore says that?
Coach Moore always says smash. And that's what he wants the offensive line to do. And they take that to heart. So when we get inside, you know, the 10, the 15, especially the 5, they know it's time to smash for real. And, you know, we get in the end zone quite a bit, like you said, 27 times.
I know. And so, Blake Corum here, where are you headed? Are you heading to the airport, back to the hotel to get to the airport? Where are you headed right now in Houston?
Yeah, we just left a little media day this morning.
Okay.
Heading back to the hotel. Going to grab a little breakfast.
Grab a little breakfast and then go back to campus. Jim Harbaugh said that there's going to be a parade in Ann Arbor. Is that the case? Are you hearing that right now?
That's what I'm hearing, and that's what we wanted. I actually mentioned that to Coach Harbaugh last week because a lot of my teammates were coming up to me. Hey, Blake, you know, after we win, you know, we want a parade. And I'm like, shoot, I want a parade too. So we're going to have two parades for the big national championship game.
The Michigan 15-0 record, is it true Jim Harbaugh is going to get that tattooed on him? Is that true, Blake?
We were on the bus last night, and Coach said he's getting it tattooed. And then the rest of the coaches, Coach Hart, Coach Moore, all the coaches said, I'm going to get tatted too. So I believe all the coaches on our staff will get the 15-0 tat.
What is it about Jim Harbaugh, do you think, that relates to people of your generation, Blake?
You know, Coach is just a player's coach, you know. Someone you can relate with, someone you can go to on or off the field issues, but someone that just loves the game of football, you know, and guys my age, guys that, you know, come to college to dominate and just for the love of the game, you know, that's someone you want to be coached by, because he puts in a lot of hours, a lot of sweat, you know, tears. And, you know, coach is someone that I'm just so blessed that I was able to be coached by the last 4 years of my career. It's been a heck of a journey learning from him, listening to him. He's one heck of a coach, and, you know, he's a winning coach. Everywhere he's been, you know, you name it, Stanford, you know, the 49ers here, he's always won, you know, and that's what he loves to do.
Why is this team so resilient? Blake, everybody knows what happened this year where Jim wasn't there for six games and the last three, placing into question your accomplishments and your teammates' accomplishments. And I know, you know, the whole hashtag bet, social media tweets and whatever came out, but how do you put that into practice,
Blake? You know, when we faced adversity, because we faced a lot of it this year, we knew we had to stick together. And, you know, Team 144, this is a special team, and a team that I thought couldn't get any closer because of how close we are, we managed to do so. So when we faced adversity, when we faced, you know, trials and tribulations, all we did, all we had to do was keep our eye on the prize and look to the right and our left and tell our brother, like, you know, we have each other's back and no one's going to stop us from reaching the end goal, you know. And that's why we were so successful this year when we faced so many which could have been distractions.
And what's your response to people who say that your accomplishments are asterisk worthy, Blake? How do you handle that?
You know, those are most likely, you know, just people that just, you know, have no better, nothing else better to do in life than hate. You know, so they can think whatever they want, but, you know, I'll always be remembered as a champion. And so will my brothers, and no one can take that from us. We are national championships, national champions. The Michigan Wolverines are national champions.
And then did you take a moment when you got in the end zone in the Rose Bowl? Again, I was there with my wife, kids. It was incredibly special for me. But I'm in my 50s, and I covered Bo Schembechler's last team in that stadium. There's nothing like it. And you got in the end zone in overtime against Alabama. Did you look up, take it in, take a mental picture, or you really can't sort of live in that moment like that?
You know, everything happened so fast. You know, I didn't really take a mental picture, but, you know, when we were, I told the guys, you know, if we get the opportunity, because Alabama had us on our heels and we had to go down and score. If we have the opportunity to go into overtime, we're going to win. And we did that. You know, the offensive line was firing, tight ends were firing, receivers were firing. We managed to get in the end zone, and off of that run, you know, when I entered, you know, I wasn't able to take in the moment like I wanted to, but I have watched it multiple times, and it's one of my favorite runs, that's for sure.
And what's next for you? Do I see you in Indianapolis in a month and a half, Blake?
You will see me there.
Okay, I will see you at the combine. And then, by the way, your draft is in Detroit. How cool is that? Right there in the state. And again, but it's so wild. I know you're from Virginia. I'm from New York, but there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it, being a Wolverine, Blake. You know,
there's nothing like it. This has been the best decision I ever made in my life, to come to the University of Michigan, to be around a bunch of Michigan men and women. Best decision ever. And, you know, I'm so grateful and honored to be a Wolverine. And now I'm an alum. So it's a great feeling.
That is right. And I'll ask you this question. Do you think you're going to see Jim Harbaugh in the NFL next year, Blake?
You know, I'm not sure what Coach Harbaugh is going to do. But when you're such a great coach like that, everyone wants you. You know, Michigan wants you. You know, you name it. You know, you see all the teams in the NFL that might be interested. You know, that's just because he wins. He wins. And when you win, everyone wants you. So I'm not sure what Coach Harbaugh would do. I know he has decisions and opportunities to make, but I talked to him this morning, and right now he's just taking in the moment, because this is a precious moment, and, you know, you don't want to look past it.
I bet. And then you, with your charitable works in Michigan, give me an update on that and what people can do to support it. Certainly, since so many people want to give back to you because of what you've given out, Blake.
Yeah, you know, charity, you know, community work, that's what I'm here. You know, that's what God put me on this earth to do. So please stay tuned. I have some big things coming up. I'm actually about to start my own nonprofit. I don't have one yet, but it's something I've always wanted to do. And I have some big plans. I've been talking to a lot of people that will be willing to help out. And one of my plans is I want to buy a lot of land. I want to put a lot of cabins on there, rock walls, zip lines, ponds. I want to have tutors. And so, you know, all the people that may be less fortunate, we can bring them out to what we would call a farm. And we will be able to give them tutors. We'll be able to give them, a different type of lifestyle where we teach them about fun, teach them about agriculture. That's something I have planned and something I want to do over the next couple of years. But as of right now, you know, I'm always trying to give back to the community. So if anyone watching has any ideas of what they want to do, I would love to listen. And I would love to help in any way I can, because the community is most important, and making this world a better place is most important as well.
At Blake_Corum24 on Instagram, and obviously same, you can check him out on Twitter as well there, at Blake_Corum. Hey, Blake, I'll just say this to you. I saw you with my son on the field prior to the Fiesta Bowl last year, and there you were on crutches. You were on crutches, and you had the same smile on your face that you have right now. And, you know, I'm glad you changed in the crutches for a national champion's hat, because you are the personification of that phrase that is right there in the locker room in Michigan: those who stay will be champions. You stayed. You're a champion, man. And I cannot thank you on behalf of everybody who knows me or I know them from Michigan would want me to say to you what I'm saying to you. Thank you for doing it and for being who you are in the same process, Blake.
Nah, I thank you so much. I thank all the Michigan fans. It's been a wonderful, and I mean wonderful, 4 years. You know, I hope I left everyone with a lot of memories. And best believe I'll be back every chance I get.
Blake Corum, you the man. Drive safe, fly safe, parade safe, and I will see you at the combine, sir. I will see you there.
I will see you there.
I'll be the guy hugging you. You take care.
Sounds good.
You got it.
I'll see you there.
That is it. That is Blake Corum, the great Michigan national champion running back, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Dare I say one to root for?
Yeah, I do like that kid.
One to root for?
Absolutely.
He's easy to like.
I heard he took his NIL money, bought a house, flipped it, and is using the money to start his own real estate business. And I'm wondering if that is what he's referring to there about buying land.
That sounds really awesome, his idea.
Look, I'd love to be an investor in what he was talking about. maybe that's RS Consulting. Maybe we can expand, you know?
Let's, our Michigan Man Cup runneth over. This segment is officially now for the boys from Bussin' with the Boys and a University of Michigan 4-year starter. He is none other than Taylor Lewan here on the Rich Eisen Show. Are you in the bus right now, Taylor?
No, it's a backdrop, Rich, but let me tell you something, brother. What a season. Absolutely incredible. The amount of adversity, allegations, Big Ten not going through due process, trying to take away our head coach with the three most important games of the season in the back half of the year. All the adversity. These kids had every single reason to falter. They had every single reason to just pack it up and say, hey, I guess we just can't do it. Leadership, culture, integrity. The three pillars of the Michigan Wolverines, baby. And we did it. Champions. Champions. All your boys that sit there with you on the mic, hating people coming up. All cheaters. You're this, you're that, you're all that. Guess what, Rich? We are the best team
yes.
in 2023, and it is not even an argument.
Dude, we are deep. That team is deep. And I mean, just talent-wise, you know, the other aspect of it being, as we just spoke to Corum, being deep in terms of able to handle everything and ball it up and use it as a weapon. I mean, what do you look at when you see that defensive front, Taylor? From Michigan. What do you think about that, bud?
I think it is incredible to have 8 guys of so much talent that you're able to cycle in and out throughout the game. I think there was a stat that came out right around October that the most one guy played was like 45% of the defensive snaps. To keep guys fresh and to put guys in positions, like when you play Alabama, they were getting home with 4 or 5 guys. they were getting home with four or five guys against the Joe Moore Award winning Washington Huskies. And it's through, it's not through one guy just getting a good rush. He's a killer and you got to figure him out. It's four guys that work in unison that are doing the pick games correctly, going at the hip, getting penetration in the middle of the pocket, making quarterbacks feel uncomfortable. Now, you look at the end of the Washington game. I think Penix is a stud. I think he's going to be an elite quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
But if you're a defense and you're a defensive coordinator and you see the state of being he was in through body language, through pain, all those things, hoping he's not truly injured, just feeling the presence of the blitzers and that defensive line, that has got to be a euphoric nirvana type of feeling as a defensive player. When he's holding his side after every throw, he's essentially seems like a broken man halfway through the fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, the team again, just getting it done. And to, by the way, are you learning on the air what I just heard in my ear, Taylor?
I don't, what was it?
I just heard your Vrabel is not returning to the Titans.
Will just literally, he was trying to mouth something to me and I was trying to be respectful by not listening, but he was just trying to say that Mike Vrabel is fired.
Yeah.
Fired just now.
That just happened. That just, I mean, look at this happening on live.
Whoa.
You know, stream, Taylor. I know we were supposed to go Wolverine Palooza, but that's what is that about? Why?
That is nuts. I knew there was some clamoring going on the inside. I talked to a couple of guys. Obviously, I have some relationships with the Titans, and I was like, you know, as the season was unfolding, to me, it was very clear that Raves was not the problem. The talent, it just wasn't a team that was filled with enough talent to be truly competitive in the NFL at that point. And that was just the reality of the situation. And you could point a lot of fingers, but I didn't think the finger you could truly point at was Vrabel. He's a guy that, damn, Rich, I can't believe this is happening right now while we're talking.
Me too. Honestly.
Oh my God.
He's a coach of the year 2 years ago. They just beat the Jaguars in a game that they didn't have to have. You know, except for pride. He's awesome. What the hell is happening?
He's the absolute best is what he is. Under Vrabel, we were at an AFC championship. We were in position to be contenders for a Super Bowl. Now you've had a lot of changing the guard, right? I left last year. Ben Jones, who was a center for 7 years, left. We had a mishap with Julio Jones. They trade away, which was not Vrabel's. That was not what he wanted. You could see it in the war room during the draft. And it's just you trade away Kevin Byard, and so you're really your only pillar is Harold Landry and Jeffrey Simmons, of guys that have been there long enough to kind of carry the torch of a defense. I think I love Amy. And I love that franchise. I think they just made a mistake. I think they just made a big mistake because Vrabel is going to be just fine. Of all NFL coaches, he is going to be the number one people that the Raiders, the Chargers, the Bears, the Panthers, the Commanders, the Patriots, all those teams are going to look at now and say, we want Mike Vrabel. We need Mike Vrabel because he knows he can instill a culture and he can win games. I think the only person you would put above Mike in the search for a head coach of these vacancies in franchises is going to be Jim Harbaugh because of what he was able to accomplish going to a Super Bowl and then also winning a national championship. He's just a more proven head coach at this point, but I think that is a mistake.
I don't blame you for feeling that way, Taylor. I mean, honestly, you know, being around him, anytime you're around him, you just know he loves ball. And he loves coaching dudes, and he just loves hitting you in the face. One of our favorite drops that we have here is he said, take your heart pills and buckle up. You know, that's his phraseology. I mean, that's the sort of football coach that you want to have. And are you having King Henry on your pod? Is he coming on?
Derek will be here in the next 20 minutes.
Dude, you got something to talk about with him.
Oh, my gosh. That is going to be crazy. We literally just finished filming this week's episode that's going to premiere tonight.
Right.
Humble shout out. Yep. Nice. Go ahead and watch Bustin' with the Boys.
Of course.
But next week, Derek will be the episode. And yeah, that is just nuts, man. I cannot believe it.
And buckle up.
Yeah, there it is. So I already know what you're thinking, Brockman. You want him in New England.
Come on, Mike.
You want him in New England.
Let's go.
And you know, folks in Columbus, they're hoping he wants to do what Harbaugh just did, right? I don't know.
Braves is not going to college.
You don't think
I've asked him. I've asked him.
Okay.
Vrabel's personality, could he be successful in college? Could he win a national championship in college? No quesh, as Vrabel would say. No quesh. But all the political BS you got to deal with, the NILs, you're dealing with like kids. And I say that very, very loosely because now there's 7 year seniors. But if your job is predicated on the development and value of 18 to 22 year olds, that is a very different ball game than having paid professionals who are expected to do a job and have an expectation. It's very different. I don't see him going to college. It would be nuts. I would be absolutely terrified if he did go there because Vrabel is that dude. But the Patriots, listen, yeah. I wouldn't want to go to the Patriots. I wouldn't. Why would you want to be a head coach of the Patriots? You're gonna come and take over the best coach of all time. You're going to take over that.
And there were three overall
picks. Roster.
Well, the franchise quarterback coming,
dog,
Taylor.
Listen, I'm so sick of three overall. That's great. That's one guy. You need to fill a roster with 53 dudes.
Well, and according to everyone else, one guy makes a big difference.
Well, and
if you pick the right guy,
well,
if I'm Vrabel, I want to go to the Raiders. I want to go to the Chargers. Those are the two teams to me is a premier pickup right now.
Mm-hmm. Because you've got Herbert, and why do you want the Raiders? Just because it's Vegas? Or
yeah, well, you know, your boy spent a lot of time in Vegas. I would definitely take that job. But I think you got a huge opportunity because you have players. You have studs on defense. You have guys like Max Crosby, and you have hungry cats out there. In a place that can get extremely popular and awesome very quickly. If you got tools like Crosby, like Devontae Adams, and you have like those kind of that talent on both sides of the ball, you fill it with a quarterback that can get the job done. And Josh Jacobs, you get him to stick around a little bit. I think that's a franchise that can be looking up in a big way if they make the right hire. I think AP is the hire unless you can get a guy like Harbaugh or Vrabel.
All right. You think Harbaugh's gone? What do you think? He's gone, right? He's not. What do you think?
Let me ask you a question. Would you be gone?
I don't know. Again, I don't live next door to my parents and have a history at the school that I've just taken to a championship. I also don't know how badly he wants a Super Bowl trophy. I think that's probably what he wants to do. In the same way that you're like, Vrabes isn't going to college. You know, I totally get that because the NFL has rules for free agency as opposed to college, you know, and plus the NFL is not going to be doesn't have a governing body that is clearly has it out for you. So maybe. Yeah. But putting it all together. Yes, it does appear that he would go. The question is where? And then obviously who takes over for how wild would it be if Jim winds up there in Tennessee and Vrabel winds up at Ohio State, Taylor? That would be pretty wild. That ain't happening.
A quick pivot of my emotions. I would love for Jim Harbaugh to be at the Tennessee Titans. I think that would be a huge win.
Right.
But I'm so sad for Braves. It's almost not worth thinking about. If I'm Jim.
Yes.
You've taken a team from abysmal. I when you had this show on 12 years ago and I was a junior senior in college, there wasn't a whole lot of pride in the University of Michigan. We sucked. We were so bad. We were never contenders. We were never a team that you could really hang your hat on and be like, yeah, that's a good culture team. And I played through that. Jim has taken an extremely, maybe the most prestigious college football program and brought them to the pinnacle, the peak of college football. There's nothing less left for Jim to prove. If I'm Jim, you think back to 2012 when you look at him, the lights going off in the Super Bowl against your brother and losing that game. This man is so singularly focused on football. He is exactly where his feet are. You see it in his press game conference when he's doing the, we did that. We did that. Like just the craziest comments. And he's literally just thinking to himself, hey, we got to start spring ball. And we're going to start spring ball a month early. I wonder how we can prepare these guys not playing ball at that point. He's a guy that is so focused on ball. He's going to get back to Ann Arbor today around 5 o'clock the next morning, his agent's going to call him with 50 offers from different teams. And I would assume in the weeks coming, we will see Jim Harbaugh headed to the NFL.
All right, brother. By the way, I covered that Rose Bowl you're wearing the hat of. I don't even have that hat. Where'd you get that hat?
So this hat, I was actually in Lincoln, Nebraska for the Bussin Bowl, Nebraska versus Michigan. We were doing a meet and greet and some cat had this hat on, said $150 I want it right now. I'll take the license and everything. And he said, yeah, okay, deal.
Take the license.
Wow. I want it all, brother. Didn't even wash it.
You didn't even de-louse?
Took the cap.
No, look at that.
Took the cap, slapped that thing on, and we just moved forward, brother.
That is awesome. I would love that hat. $150 I'll take that hat.
I see what you're doing.
175? What is it, 200? I don't know.
I'll tell you what. 200. I'll put you in touch with my agent. We can work out a negotiated deal. Maybe it could be a nice gift when you finally come on Bustin' with the Boys.
Hey. I was about to say, I'll see you at the combine in the interim. I was wondering if that was my leading first question, is that if that was the bus, does this count of me being on the bus? If you were literally on the bus, me interviewing you on the... I'm coming. I'm definitely coming. You know I'm coming.
I know you are.
Okay.
I know you are. And for all the fans that get mad at Rich, he has said he will come on the bus. He will get
your fans get pissed, almost as pissed as Will Compton. I almost have to take your whole fan base for a walk, Taylor.
God love Will. We had to have a big coming to Jesus talk today about him not supporting his best friend. He did a great job handling that adversity.
It's too bad, though. We're coming. We're here.
Yeah.
Now we're coming. No, we're here. We're here.
Let's not make it weird, but we've came. Like, we've done it.
Let's not make it weird.
We're here, brother. We are here.
We have arrived. Wow. Better phrasing. Taylor, you're the best, brother. Wow. Go Blue.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, man. There's Taylor Lewan joining us. Check out Bussin' with the Boys. Compton. Dude, how about him being on the air live, learning that... all right, we'll take a break. We'll hit that.
Yeah, we got it,
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, also still coming. Oh, my goodness. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
I don't have unique names.
What do you mean, you guys? What do you mean by that?
I'm just saying. There's no one saying, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, I'm going to name my baby Tom. That's not how it works. Tom is too simple. Shaquille, Alshon, these are unique names that people will name their kids. I promise you. Steve, am I right? Steve, am I right or wrong?
Steve is not laughing. He's not looking at you, and he is leaning as far from
the microphone. Steve is a regular name.
Well, that's not
Steve. Is a regular name.
Steve is the name that folks can pronounce.
Oh, see, now Steve got another name.
Wow.
Steve, what's your other name?
My real name, which is three people call me, my mama, my grandma, and my wife, is actually Steve-on.
Now,
S-T-E-V-O-N-N-E.
Now, Steve-on, Steve-on.
Stevie.
Had you used, had you used that name? Had you used that name, right? You the legend you are. Had you used that name, do you know what would have happened? In any city you played in, everybody had a baby with a name, their baby, Steve-on. You know what would happen? You know what's up? I don't care what city you played in. Carolina, Baltimore, whatever city you played in, that city would have had babies with that name.
Santa Monica.
Every time you score a touchdown, they'd be like, I'm naming my baby Steve-on. Well, right? You know, right?
Well, Steve-on, thanks for coming on, Steve-on.
You got it, Rich.
Even mentioning that name right now, a few light bulbs went off. This baby due tomorrow. Man. Perfect. Hey, this baby is due tomorrow. Perfect.
Y'all some dirt bags.
That is amazing. Wow. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we were just on with Taylor Lewan, and both of us learned at the same time that the Titans have fired Mike Vrabel. And his first blush thought was mine. What a mistake. What a mistake. Hey, now then, you know, we don't know, obviously, first blush responses wind up to be poorly aged takes. You know, that's what the freezing cold takes site is all about. You know, because maybe the new person comes in and stays there for the next 15, 20 years and the Titans win multiple championships with Will Levis, who apparently said this week that Vrabel told him, get back to me in a couple days to talk about your future. Let me work some stuff out.
Yeah, yesterday the Titans were doing the locker clean out and Will was asked about his meeting with Vrabel. And he was like, you know what? He told me to get back to him in a couple days after some stuff shakes out.
Amy Adams Strunk, the owner of the Titans. Earlier today, I spoke with Mike Vrabel and told him about my decision to make a change. I appreciate appreciate the contributions and wishing the family well. ESPN reporting it and Ian Rappaport reporting it, and then this thing comes out. Yeah. NFL Network sending me his resume. 10 seasons of NFL coaching, 3-time Super Bowl champ, Pro Bowl selection, 48 years old. He's just 48. A young man. 3 seasons in the NCAA, coach of the year in 2021. This was his 6th season. Now they had, you know, 4 winning seasons and back-to-back losing seasons, and then that's it? You win coach of the year, back-to-back losing seasons, and that's it? You know, Tannehill gets hurt last year. This year, obviously, you know, running it back with Tannehill. And you hit the coach. I'll tell you what this means to me. Is whatever the conversation between Kraft and Belichick is going to happen fast. And if you are Bob Kraft and you see this guy is now available for you to hire as head coach, mm-hmm. and you've already given him a red jacket this year. Remember on his bye week, he got into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
And if you feel that you and Belichick need to come to some sort of gerrymandered arrangement to keep him there, and this is a 48-year-old Patriot legend, coach of the year, who has the same mentality that you know Patriot fans will love because he's from the he's the fruit of the Bill Vine. And I understand O'Brien gave him his first gig in professional football, but we all know. Does that speed up what's going on with Kraft and Belichick? Because if Bill didn't want to be there based on the construct, you'd be, you know, happy to keep Bill in his job, or you're kind of bending over backwards to keep Bill there, and this guy is sitting out there. Is that going to be factored into the Kraft thinking all of a sudden? Because this morning, you know, you wake up and you're thinking, when are Belichick and Kraft going to meet? Well, now the backdrop is Mike Vrabel's free for you to go higher. You want him like today, Chris.
I do. I wanted him weeks ago. So let's go. Come home, Mike. Come home. That's what you did at the gym 9 years ago.
I spoke it into existence. But you also tried to get the top pick in the draft, and that didn't work.
Yeah, I was close.
Your memos aren't as strong as mine, I guess.
Not as strong. Not as well worded. Well crafted.
I can't believe the Titans did this.
That's weird.
That's a real deal NFL head coach. Oh, yeah. With a pedigree from playing, so he walks into the locker room with having the guys at hello.
He's the best off the tree, Rich, of Belichick.
Well, again,
he's not even part of the tree.
Well,
really.
I mean, he's part of the tree, not in terms of being a coach, being a player.
He's a roots.
And obviously his playing career will help inform him as a head coach. Wow. So that just happened. Hour 2 coming up. And so, you know, I guess wait in line. If you're the Raiders, you don't say, okay, now we got to get Vrabel in here. The Chargers, Carolina, I mean, everybody with a head.
Yeah, he's going to get interviews everywhere.
Right. And so will Jim Harbaugh.
Yep.
And so would Belichick if he's free, by the way.
Oh. Yeah.
That's.
This coaching carousel just spun it off of its axis because, and that's what Schefter was saying. That's what Ian Rappaport was saying. That's what Breer has been saying. Pelissero, there's always one or two you don't expect. Well, that one just hit. Oof. I mean, there was sense that something could be up, but after a while, you'd sit there and go, you got to keep Mike Vrabel, right? He's his coach of the year 2 years ago, right? Well, the answer to that is no. They are raising it down on the ground. I mean, they hired Rand Carthon as their new general manager. Well, he's going to choose a coach of his liking and the owner's liking. And off we go. Start from scratch with Will Levis. Because Derrick Henry basically said goodbye to the fans. He gone. D-Hop showed up for 1 year. He's going to be gone. They're going to raise that thing down to the ground and try and build it back up. And Vrabel's like, okay, then get me out of here? Did he get himself fired?
Maybe.
I don't know. What's the story behind all of that? But for the moment, this looks like a mistake. And holy cow, did we not see that one coming?